Here in California, the message of water conservation has been around for quite some time. And this summer, that message is getting even louder. That's because this spring was the driest in the state in 88 years. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared an official drought. And once again, local water districts are asking Californians to take shorter showers, to water their lawns even less. All this gives NPR's Celeste Headlee a sense of deja vu.
Now I'm gonna tell you something that you should know. We ought to save on what makes America grow.
I ask you, would you really want that interrupting Sesame Street every 10 minutes? That's what I endured as a kid growing up during California's drought of the 1970s, and much more than that. I remember being bombarded with information about water as a child in the California public schools. So now that we're again teaching our kids to turn the hose off completely after use, I wondered if water conservation education has changed at all since it was inflicted on me.
I certainly think that TV announcements and service announcements, you know, like those Nancy Reagan things that I grew up on, were kind of become jokes, you know, and that's not the way to learn.
I'm following Danny Klein on his Echo tour through the canyons of Los Angeles. He works for the group Tree People, teaching kids about trees, soil, and water. The bright sunshine is filtering down through the lacework of branches, and the faint sound of a brook babbles in the background. It's a far cry from studying evaporation in my airless science class. We made dioramas of the ocean in art out of blue tissue paper and sand. We even took home egg timers to make sure our showers lasted no longer than 3 minutes. And my teachers weren't nearly as enthusiastic as Danny.
Did we learn about water? Did we learn how important water is? Samuel, what do we learn about water? What do we learn about water? That it's very important, right?
Soiled.
We learned about soil, too.
But it wasn't just the tedium that turned me off. It was the hypocrisy, too. I remember leaving the auditorium after a long film about water conservation and seeing the school sprinklers on during a rainstorm. Swimming pools abounded, lawns were watered in the heat of the day, and the excess would run through the gutters of my street. I asked Danny if he really thinks his lessons about the water cycle are getting through to the kids.
I don't think there's ever a way to know 100% that something you teach a kid is going to stick. But what we can do is we could give a kid a great time in nature. We could be in nature with the child and lead by example.
So I suppose the real question is, did I learn better conservation habits because of the ads and the dioramas and the essays and the movies? Reluctantly, I have to say, yes. I never leave the tap on while I'm brushing my teeth or washing my face. I turn the shower off while I'm shaving my legs, and I water my lawn just twice a week during twilight hours. I'm not sure it makes me feel better about all those PSAs interrupting Sesame Street, though, and I would have much rather learned by hiking through Coldwater Canyon. Celeste Headlee, NPR News, Los Angeles.